Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, 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 and welcome. We are together on the People's Black Panther Party Radio, and this is Big Mama's house. And we do things a little differently around here. I wanted to pull my co-host. We both co-host this show right here. I'm bringing in Mama Makita. So let me see if I can grab her on the phone line so she can say hello to my peoples.
Greetings, family. Greetings. Greetings.
Hey. How are you?
I am great.
Well, my dear co-conspirator, we are in Big Mama's house again, okay? And what that means
yes.
is we're about to knock with some heads, possibly step on some toes. Family, don't take this personal. There's some things, though, we got to talk about. That's the whole purpose of Big Mama's house. Let me, before I let my dear mama get into this, into the show, into what, into why, let me take 2 seconds to explain who Big Mama is. Big Mama is a part of our community that we have lost along the way. And she was so pivotal in helping us to solve so many of our small personal problems in-house. You know, back in the day, we all had that mother, grandmother, auntie, mama, the candy lady in the community, whatever you called her, whatever she was to you, we had that. And she was the one that gave you that real advice. She was the one that let you know, hey, this is a bigger problem than you may be thinking. And so she was that person for us. She helped the family. She helped everybody's family. She kept it real. And so we were able to learn. We were able to get that moment of advice, get some help. You know, she always had a plate for you. You know, she always had an extra yep. dollar or two for you. You know, she had a crew of her own and was great about organizing people, getting things situated and everything else like that. So, you know, Big Mama, she was that community part that we are missing. Now, you know, don't get us wrong. I don't do the coonery and buffoonery. I'm not a slapstick kind of person in any kind of way, shape, or form. So when we say Big Mamas, we say that out of full respect. You know what I'm saying? I pride myself
exactly.
in being a mother of the community, you know. I pride myself in being that one where people can come to and call to and be, you know. So that, for me, it is an honor and a privilege and a very necessary function in what we do in our day-to-day. We need some Big Mama help. We've gotten so independent, okay? We've gotten so into ourselves and thinking we know what's best that we don't reach out for help no more. We don't, you know, we'd rather suffer in silence, whatever, whatever. But, you know, we don't have the help. We don't have, we don't let other people help us with our children. You know, everybody, oh, no, don't talk to my child that way. Oh, no, my child doesn't have this problem or that problem. See, Big Mama tell you quick, you know the boy, you know something wrong with that boy. You know what I'm saying?
That's true. That's
so
true.
Big Mama, she don't hold her tongue for nothing. And we have been hitting it hard with some pretty difficult topics, but yet so pivotal in our upbringing. You know what I'm saying? We need to talk about these things. And tonight we get into the baby mama drama. Yeah. I'm gonna let my dear Mama Makita. Just what is baby mama? I don't even know what that definition is. I don't know if that's in the dictionary or not, but everybody knows what it is. Could you just help us understand
it's
what
personally
baby mama
something
is?
That I can't. It's personally something I can't stand.
Okay.
Because it comes with so many negative things, opposed to this is the mother of my child. This is the woman who birthed my nation. This is the woman who sacrificed her body, her life, to bring forth my seed.
You're saying some words.
When we look at it differently and we put the proper verbiage to it, it should come with a different level of respect. And with this whole topic, that's all I kept getting. I was thinking about Aretha.
Yes.
I was like, R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Okay.
If we can do that,
yes.
It doesn't matter whether mom is the custodial parent or dad is the custodial parent. If y'all can't make it together, that's fine. You still have to be able to co-parent. And in that co-parenting, you should be able to respect each other. Have enough open communication where we can agree to disagree, but we come together on this tiny human that we created.
Yeah.
And I think because so many other your emotions are still tied up in what used to be or what you thought would be, you know, societal norms are now caught up in stuff. If this person has to go for resources, now they're in your business and you're taking it, She's just mad because I'm dating this person. Or he's just mad because I'm over here and this and this and that. No, let's get back to the basics of respect. Respect the fact that this baby should come first and put all that other foolishness aside. There were certain arguments that just didn't happen in front of these children. And now these children, it's a certain thing. I'm like, what do you mean that happened when we were a kid?
Right.
I can't even imagine, because there was enough respect that we took that argument in the back room.
Absolutely.
You know, you didn't lay hands on each other in front of the children.
Yeah.
You barely elevated your voice in front of the children. You know, it didn't mean there was no arguments or no disagreements, but you put it in its proper place and you made sure that child felt safe, regardless of where
you
that
know,
baby went.
You know, You're focusing on respect, and I respect you focusing on respect. I know for sure part of the problem, why the respect is so loose, why we don't have the respect in place, is because we're entering into these contracts too easily. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-oh.
We've allowed baby mama to be a real thing. You know what I'm saying? When people say baby mama, they know what that means. And I'm like, what do you mean? Do you mean this is, you know, this your ex-husband? You know, is this your old man, your boyfriend? And, you know, why does this term even have a meaning? You know, and it's not just baby mama. The show's not called baby mama. It's called baby mama drama. And I'm like, don't the men contribute to just as much of this drama as the women? But you're not getting it. They don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we have to kind of go back and rewind a little bit, you know, how this is impacting our family unit. You know, our family unit, we have a lot of struggles, societal struggles, real struggles, okay? We got racism, it's real. Poverty, which is real. We have disproportionate incarceration rates, it's real. We have so many broken families. I mean, to the point where broken is has become the norm. And so when we have these families that are fragmented so poorly, then we get things like baby mamas, and we get things like this casual attitude towards this woman. Casual. Like, oh, she's just doing that, you know, oh, she's just a baby mama. But when, you know, when you started off the conversation, this is the woman who opened up her portal to bring life forward.
Okay.
She deserves respect.
If for no other reason,
respect.
She did that.
She deserves support from her family, from his family. I mean, we've really got, I mean, financial support, but way more than financial support. Well, I need to come babysit this baby every other weekend. because I need a second.
Mm-hmm.
I need you to help contribute mm-hmm. to the child because I want to go back to school. You know, you already got your
exactly.
degree. I didn't get a chance to finish my degree because I had
mm-hmm.
to stop and care for children and stuff. And so when we start to demand and insist respect for the women that carry these titles, we are elevating our community. Our
exactly.
community as a whole gets better because at that point, we're demanding better respect for her, which should equal better respect for the children. It should equal more support for the children, more eyes on these children, because
mm-hmm.
all these baby mamas aren't doing a good job. I hate to be like this. Let me tell you.
Let's be real.
We got to work. We got to be honest. Some of these women are not ready to be mothers, okay? But yet
mm-hmm.
they're in these positions where they have to be. We got to start talking and working to elevate them in this position, help put our family back together so that our families can be stronger. And when we're building our nation from the family unit, our communities are going to feel the impact immediately. Immediately. But we have to start
totally
with our
agree.
Family unit. And our family
and
unit,
it, and what
like
you
I
mentioned,
said, mm.
Mm-hmm. What you had mentioned about moms, some of the mothers not being ready. A lot of them
yes.
are not ready just because they don't have the proper resources, that proper support
absolutely.
System. And if it was there, they can become, they can walk into their queendom, you know, but they
absolutely.
Can't
absolutely.
Because they're forced to do certain things.
Yeah, and you said it
with
like,
the lack
said,
of respect.
The big mamas are gone. You know,
mm-hmm.
back in the day. And I say back in the day like I'm that old. I ain't that old. But there was a time when if a young lady got pregnant, they go take her to the country, okay? She
mm-hmm.
would go to the country. She would stay at Big Mama's house, who may or may not be related to her, okay? But she would stay
mm-hmm.
there for, she'd finish out her education there. She'd get a little job or a little trade while Big Mama is helping her with this child, okay? We're
mm-hmm.
not just dumping this child out onto this woman, you know, because it
mm-hmm.
takes more than two people. It takes more than two people in her side of family. It takes two people, both sides of the family and the community. It takes all of that. Because if you don't have
all of that, it takes a village.
The community.
That's part of the problem.
The child suffers. The child suffers.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
yep.
part of the Big Mama job. You would go, when I was growing up, if a guy got a girl pregnant, that was it for him. His daddy would be like, oh, okay, so we get married, huh? You decide to go and he get married. And dude would be like, no. Yeah, that's what it sounded like to me. Because what you're not going to do is have this girl out here by herself. And so there was a push for the two to get married. And not to stay married and not to be in love, but there was a push for them to work together and to combine resources together and to grow it and to do all of those things together, you know. And but now, unfortunately, a lot of these guys don't have that elder male in their life, so they don't really know how to handle certain situations. So we have, you know, our elder males that are worth anything, you know, what are they, 50, 55? That's barely half
mm-hmm.
a step older than the kids, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, we got Big Mamas, but we need some daddies up in here too, you know. We need, you
sure,
know,
sure.
Papa Joe. Yeah, we need some Papa Joe to step
sure
up.
Do.
And to be able to tell that young man, look, you know, I see you in a situation. It ain't the end of your life, but you got to do some things differently. You got to move differently. And there was a lot more 30 years ago, 40 years ago. There's a lot more support from the community and demands and expectations from the community that also
mm-hmm.
the young man step up in that too and not to leave this woman out here by herself. And a big thing that came in and changed a lot of that support, of course, we have to go back to the influx of drugs that flooded our community.
True.
We are still struggling and suffering from that, because what the drugs did is they changed the respect hierarchy, unfortunately, mm-hmm. and that mass
and the household dynamic
that was going on. Yes, that mass incarceration. When you have all of the fathers in jail, then who does get to step up for the child and for this woman? You know, so when you can't get assistance without denouncing the father, you know, and demonizing the mm-hmm. father, then, you know, what are you going to do? So, you know.
And
it
unfortunately,
real,
that's how it was set up. Even dealing with, like, Section 8 and all that kind of wonderful stuff. And these are things that people need. And for the fathers that were not incarcerated but weren't making enough to handle it, it was like, okay, so what do I do? Do I step out so that mom and the children can still have a decent place to stay?
Right.
You know, do I stay behind? Do I hide in the shadows? And unfortunately, some people did make that choice.
They made
that sacrifice there.
Yes.
But unfortunately, with that type of sacrifice being made, that respect level dropped tremendously.
Of course.
And the authority that someone once had in the home is no longer there.
For him and for her. See, this is what I'm trying to say. This conversation here is not about baby mamas. This conversation right here is about black families, okay? We've got to get back to black families. We've got to get back to the respect that's needed in these families. We've got to get back to some of these very, very basic things. Without the respect, we're not going anywhere. Without the support, we're not going anywhere. You know, and then also, we have to understand, we can't move back in time. You know, we can't move back in time. Back in the day, I remember telling my mother she was going to be a grandmother. I have her first grandchild. And she just cried and cried. And I don't think half them tears were for me. I think half of them was her realizing, I'm about to be a grandmother. Lord, have mercy, you know. And she wasn't a young woman, but I guess you never really get good and prepared for that, okay? But, you know, we can't go back in time. We have to recognize now grandmothers are coming 40. I got 43, 44-year-old women that are grandmothers. And I'm like, boy, I was just getting my good stroke going at 44. What you talking about? You're a grandmother, you know. So we have to recognize. We got to recognize that because some of our community dynamics have changed, we have to also change how we deal with and address some of these issues in our community, and how do we address some of the needs of our community. You know, let's be real with it. I'm not asking anybody to go back in time, because that doesn't happen, okay? But I am saying, let's talk about some ways we can bring that time to us, you know, that we can still get the support, the love, the whatever we need in 2019, you know?
I agree. And one of the things you mentioned previously about the families being so broken, when you have something that's broken, a lot of times, you go to where there's light. So if you're traveling to where there's light, there may be another broken family over there, and now we got to blend these families together.
Jesus.
When you're blending families, and you got bonus babies, or you have adoption, or you have foster care, or you have emergency placements, and all these babies from previous relationships, it's all kind of wonderful energy going on.
Yes.
So the biological parents need to have that understanding, that open communication, that respect, so that when these blended unions start to happen, you are, in essence, expanding this village for these tiny humans so they can prosper.
You know,
but that means people got to get out their feelings. They have to get out their feelings on some stuff.
Yeah, I feel you. I had a real interesting conversation. I had a number of interesting conversations this weekend. This weekend was a tornado hurricane type weekend. So the combination of the two is pretty rough. But it was brought to my attention that I have a child-centered home. And I looked like, duh, you know, of course I do. That's my job, you know. I'm a mother. I mother children,
yes.
Whether they are God children, whether they are spiritual children, whether they're my birth children, bonus children, it doesn't matter. I do have a child-centered home. That is accurate, you know. But I didn't realize how that impacted everything else that I did. You know what I'm saying? Everything else. There wasn't an area where I was not taking the children or the children of that situation into consideration. And I'm like, doesn't everybody think like this? You know, because I'm thinking, you know, I'm an average black woman, you know. And the answer to that
no, ma'am.
No.
No, ma'am. Because if everyone thought like that, you wouldn't have these babies being dropped off places. Or
yes,
left for days
yes.
at a time, if everyone thought that
yes.
way.
Yeah. And
but that
even
is who
when
you
that
are.
Is, yeah, even when that's necessary, even when it's necessary, look, I can't help it. I got to either travel for work, I got to do this, mom is sick, all kinds of things that happen to where, you know, children have to be in the care of others. I am still
mm-hmm.
incredibly surprised at the fact that everyone is not child-focused, and because of that, it reflects, it shows,
mm-hmm.
it shows. You know, there's a difference in working long hours and working so many hours that you have nothing when you come home from work for your spouse, for your kids, for the dog, for nothing. That's abuse, okay? So
mm-hmm.
even for me, even work can be done in a family-centered way. You know what I'm saying? In the household where I got tons of little ears, I got little ears and little eyes. These little boogers are nosy. But in the house, I have to be aware of the language, profanity, the language and content, the language and
mm-hmm.
age appropriateness. I mean, there are not many conversations that are had where I'm not having to take little minds into consideration. And so, you know, but I'm thinking everybody does this until they come back from
no,
school
ma'am.
And tell me something they heard at school. And I'm like, yo, that's not kosher. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-mm.
I mean, I turn
Mm-mm.
on the radio. I can't even listen to the radio at and some of the stuff they're putting out on the radio because
mm-hmm.
of its horrible content and their half attempt of beeping out, you know, curse words and stuff like that. So I'm sitting here like, okay, I'm trying to mother children, and I realize that this is a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week, I don't get no vacation time built in. Nothing, okay?
Never.
So, okay. I don't get no bonuses. I don't get no raise.
Nope.
I haven't gotten a raise. I haven't gotten paid yet. You know what I'm saying? So, you know,
mm-hmm.
I'm a woman who's trying to mother children. And I recognize how much, with all the intellect I think I got, all the intellect that I have, all the support that I have, all of the life experiences that I have, this is still a chore for me. What are these 18, 19, 20-year-olds going to do? If this is a chore for me, and I've been at this game, you know, my oldest is 20, okay? I've been at this for
mm-hmm.
half a second. So, and I'm still working on it. I got to work on it every day. I got to even be to the point like, look, this is an acceptable period, point blank, not because it bothers me, but I have children I'm intentionally raising. I'm intentionally putting
mm-hmm.
this effort forward. I'm intentionally doing this and that. So what are these other girls, what are these young girls doing
How do they make it through? How can we elevate them out of this baby mama drama? How do we elevate them? How do we build from them?
We have to remind them of the bigger picture. We need to encouraging words, sometimes just a brief conversation with a new mom or a young mother with multiple children. Sometimes a brief conversation with a stranger can be so impactful.
Wow.
As far as, make sure you go back to school, you know. Make sure that you get a little bit of self-care in there. Even if you have to wait till after you put the kids down, make sure they go to bed at a certain time so your house can be quiet at night in case you need to study, you know. Those type of things. Just encouraging them like that, you know. And even having the conversations with these young men. Okay, that baby, she didn't make that baby by herself.
That's right.
She need a break.
That's right.
Go get your child. Go get your child.
And even
learn
more,
how to do
even
this.
Even more than she needs a break. Even more than what she needs
parent.
A break.
You need a parent.
Parent. I had a man. He was so mad at me. You women. I said, look, the door is open. Come get them, okay? So rather than, you know, men get frustrated because they don't feel their agenda is being pushed. But I'm like, but guess what? If it's your agenda, you got to push it. You know what I'm saying? I'm pushing my agenda all day long. From the moment they wake up to the moment they close their eyes, my agenda is being pushed. If you want your agenda pushed, come push them. You know, we've had many conversations. Consistently.
Because you can't come in February and then come back in September like everything's still cool in the day. Because that child is not listening to what you say. He's watching what you do. So if you are inconsistent, then you will get inconsistent respect. If you are inconsistent and disrespectful here, guess what? I'm going to give it back to you. And I promise you, children are children, they will be. It will come out at the most inappropriate time, at a time when you would normally be respectful to your elder, like you call them boogers, but this tiny human is going to give you the business in front of someone to hurt you because all they have is they're operating on pain, and because you're not consistent, they don't know how to articulate that pain to you. So it's going to come out the way it can't get it to you. Disrespect.
Pain
and you
got to
handle it.
Immaturity. Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. And you can't always implement, you know, corporal punishment, especially if that child is right. You need to go sit down and think about it. Especially
if
they're right.
If they're not wrong, we got to think about that. If they're not wrong, okay? So, yeah, it's definitely a challenge. And, you know, I believe in classes. I believe in workshops.
Okay.
I believe in leading by example. I believe in that. And so, you know, we have to, and I believe that this parenting, I think, is one of the most important things that you can do in the world, okay? That's how highly I think about parenting. Because I know if we can get this parenting down, then the children automatically fall in line. Our community automatically falls in line. You know, we got to get this parenting piece down. And let me tell you another thing. You know, as we're talking about parenting, and I don't want to get too far off topic because we do need to talk about, in baby mama drama, we got to talk about marriage. We got to talk about why these are baby mamas, not even ex-wives. You know what I'm saying? Why is this not an ex-wife of yours? You know what I'm saying? Y'all have children together. We have to talk about creating new understandings as far as sexuality. If we're going to talk about baby drama, we got to talk about how they got here, you know? And so there are a couple things we got to get into. But I'm going to say this before we even go there. We have got to work on parenting, not just our children. Sometimes the adults need parenting. I know handfuls of women who are not mothered properly. And they will tell you they weren't mothered properly. And it shows in their attitude of how they go about their mothering. you know? And what I'm here to say is that your mother may not have been perfect or caring or nice or anything. There's some people that they were going through stuff and they had children. So guess what? The children go through stuff. That you don't have to stay there. You can find someone to parent you, even if you're an adult. I know women, I can find them a mile away. I'm like, you got beef with your mama. And they'd be like, oh, yeah. And I'm like, it's the truth. It's the truth. I can see it all in you because there were things that your mother was supposed to give you that you didn't get because you thought you were grown or you just didn't like the way she gave them to you or whatever. There's things missing in you. And so for my adult babies out there, for you can be a parent your own self. But for if you are missing something from either your mother or your father, you don't have to stand there with your hand out looking outside the window like you're 5 and 6 years old anymore. You don't have to do that, okay? You can now put things in place to go get that love, to go get that wisdom, that knowledge. You can find you a big mama.
That's right.
Right,
they got adult adoptions too.
Look,
so find somebody that will adopt you and be and listen. You know, they really do have that.
Family, yeah. Put yourself in somebody's family. Learn some family values. Okay. Number one, you can't do it by yourself. It wasn't set up for you to do by yourself.
Takes
the
village.
I think I'm dynamic. It's still too hard to do by yourself. You're supposed to do this with others, whether that is the biological, whether it's a bonus, whether it's a step, whether it's grandma, grandpa, whether it's the church. I don't care who. But understand, and I have to say this, and I stress it, and I'm passionate about it. I mean, I can feel myself. I don't want to get worked up. But there's so many people that are struggling with this, and they feel like they're alone. There are so many people struggling with this, and they feel like this is the way it's supposed to be, and it's not. We have to start demanding for better, period.
Exactly. It's a generational curse, and you have the power to break it.
Amen.
You have
Amen.
The power. So last time I heard, it said black power, right?
Okay, yeah.
So that means let's put the power back into it. You know, and as we put this power back into it, we can change the dynamic. We can say, well, this didn't work over here for me. This gave me this. Do I want better for my child? And because I want better for my child, I'm going to invest in them. I'm going to sow good seeds into them. I'm going to monitor what I do and what I say in front of them. I'm going to monitor what vibrations go in their ears, you know, instead of paying that hardcore whatever they call music. How about some meditation tunes at night to quiet down your house so they can learn to think clearly?
Amen.
You know, there are things that you can do in the household and just shift some of this energy. You know, everybody doesn't have to be angry all the time. You know, one of the things we don't do enough of, like, we'll have all kind of drama going on outside, and then you want to just bring that in the house like you're right. You better go touch a tree or something and leave it out the door. Let your children see you smile.
Yeah.
Let them see you smile.
Yeah, because they'll remember when you didn't. And when you're looking at them and you looking crazy, that's what they remember. That's what they remember. You can say whatever words you want to say, but when you're looking at them and you looking crazy, they're like, oh, what did I do? You know, and it's like they have done nothing. They just breathe it. You know, you have a jacked up day regardless. But when they see it, they automatically take it personal. Their world isn't that big. You know what I'm saying? They don't know the life.
Correct.
They don't know that, you know, mama just lost her job. They don't know that. All they know is that you looked at me and you frowned. Oh, my goodness. So we have to do more when we're talking about that intentional parenting, okay? And you have a response. If you're over 30, if you're over 25, You have a responsibility to get that parenting. It doesn't matter who dropped the ball. A lot of times I need you to know our parents, they human. So if they made a mistake, our parents
Nick.
Made mistakes. We make mistakes as parents. You know, our children that we're trying to raise to be these wonderful, perfect beings, they're going to make mistakes. And so, you know, we have to continue to work on all of this, okay, and build from this and let them see us, you know, come out of the mistakes. Okay, so.
I totally agree.
This is Panther Party. This is Big Mama's house. We do it here. We say the words. We have to begin to work on some of the family dynamics within the home. You know, you are welcome to join us. If you want to join the conversation, all you have to do is press 1. That lets the switchboard know, hey, I want to have a conversation. I want to jump in. I got baby mama drama, or I am the drama. You know, sometimes these baby daddies be creating drama too. So, but the phrase that's more popular known is the baby mama drama. And we've been having this conversation, and Mama Makita has been letting us know about the respect factor that is missing, even by saying the words baby mama. Even the words alone are disrespectful.
Yes, I can't stand it.
Why do you think they're disrespectful?
And I would. It's disrespectful because of all the negativity that goes along with that title. You know, I am a queen. I am who I am. And you don't get to degrade me. And that's what it is. You don't get to degrade me. Because when you're not doing what you need to do, I'm handling business. Whether I'm tired, whether I'm sick, whether I'm just annoyed, I still have to do and pick up the slack when you can. So if nothing else, you respect me as the mother of your child. I ain't asking for nothing else. But that you're going to give me.
Amen.
You're going to give me that because I've earned it.
We have to start demanding it. We really have to start. That what you just said to me sounds like basic
earned
respect.
It
sounds like basic respect, okay? This is basic. This is the beginning. I have to respect you. You hold a position of authority. I want to respect you, okay? Very basic. But we have to start demanding it. We have to also start looking like respect, too. You know what I'm saying? It's hard.
Okay.
You know, we can sit here and beat our chests and pop our collars and everything else like that because I do. But I also have to make sure that I'm right and exact, that I'm moving in righteous energy when I'm doing that. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, we have to talk about some reasons about how this baby mama got here in the first place, okay? And one of the reasons was they were having sex, you know what I'm saying? Last time I checked, that was the popular vote and how these babies keep popping up. And
this is true.
Of course, we got to start talking about, you know, we're talking about respect. We're talking about respecting my position. We're talking about respecting what I'm doing. We have to make sure that we're also being respectful of ourselves. Because it's real hard to convince somebody else to do something for us, like respect us, when we're not doing it ourselves. You know?
Okay, you can't be around here being loose booty. That's what you said.
I said something about the loose booty, yeah.
Because you can't, Big Mama's house, you get it the way you get it, you know?
Yes.
You can't be around here being loose booty and then get mad that you're not getting the respect
right,
that you should
right.
get. For birthing a nation.
That is
but you around here being
a
loose booty.
You. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we got to talk about that.
Okay.
You're making it hard for me now. You're making it hard because I want to support you, okay?
Yeah.
I want to big you up. I want you to have all of the glory. I want you to do I want that for you, but you got to want it for yourself, okay? You got to really put that energy forward that says, hey, I am deserving of this, period, point blank. You know what I'm saying? We have to make sure that, you know, when Big Mama up here fussing at this, because I talk to men too. I talk to women and men. Mm-hmm. And when I up here talking to him, like, yo, son, you got to take care of this. You got to do this. I can't have him mm-hmm. be like, well, you know, I don't know the baby mind. She was dealing with 3 or 4 men when we were talking. I can't do this. I can't. It's hard for me to sit here and pop his hand when we got some issues over here. Little
mm-hmm.
mama.
Mm-hmm. And
when
whatever the issue
here,
is, work towards solving it. Because at the end
yes.
of this end of the day, the tiny humans are here. There's still
yes.
a responsibility, you
yes.
know, the nurturing responsibility, the financial responsibility, the educational responsibility, all these things, you know, are required. Because
lap.
We because exactly, because we chose to procreate, then we still got to get this
yes.
stuff done. We
absolutely. And it's so funny,
you know,
because you're talking to Mama Seven, who is the mother of boys. I love my boys. I love my girls. Oh, my God. And then Mama Makita is the mother of girls, and she put that girl thing down, okay? She do all that. And so you're getting it from two different perspectives, okay? So when
mm-hmm.
I'm sitting here talking about, you know, in order to get respect, you got to give respect. I'm doing this from the angle of talking to my sons, like, look, you know, if you see this little girl, I remember having this conversation with them. If a little girl sends you a picture of herself and she's not dressed, please unfriend her. Delete that. Delete the picture. Don't look at the picture. You have to respect people even when they don't respect themselves. And this was a problem. You know,
mm-hmm.
little girl sending nasty pictures. And then I had to go and tell them, yeah, that's considered child pornography, and it's against the law.
You can go to jail.
You can't do that. And you could go to jail mm-hmm. over looking at some tatas, okay? So,
mm-hmm.
you know, all of this, that's a conversation I have to have with my boys, okay? The conversation that Mama Keita mm-hmm. got to have with her girl is
different.
I don't want that conversation. I don't want it.
It's
I don't
different.
Want it. I do not want it.
And then I also have 5 umiets, so
uh-huh.
I have another
uh-huh.
generation. So
amen.
That changes the dynamics. And it's like, okay,
yes.
you know, if you go,
yes.
please understand that no one can raise your child better than you. Some
amen.
People may have it a little bit more down pat, but if the Most High chose you for that baby to come through, then that baby is
amen.
There to teach you and you're there to teach that child. So when you
amen.
Approach it from that perspective, like, yeah, my mama got this down pat, but she tell me, nobody can raise a baby better than me. So let me put my
that's
thinking
right.
cap on. Let me figure
that's
use
right.
my creative juices to get this done and be the best version that of myself that I can be so I can be there for this
that's
tiny
right.
person. You know?
That's right. That's
when
right.
you start to
it's
view
so
it that way is different. You know? Because at
right.
my tender age of 16 plus, look at here.
There's
certain things I don't feel like
look.
Doing no more. Would I do it if I have
look.
To? Yes, but I'm going to make sure that you're trained to do it yourself.
Yeah, buddy.
I'm going to make sure you know you have to have that hustle gene on, you know?
I got one. My oldest boy, he is so looking forward to having babies. I'm like, at first I was like, you want to practice having? You want to practice making babies? Or I'm trying to find out exactly what you're looking forward to, you know? And he's talking about this. And he's like, no, he wants to be there from the birthing pool. I'm like, birthing pool? He wants to be there from the beginning to the end. He want to comb hair every morning. He just wants a baby. He just wants it. And I'm like, okay, that's beautiful and everything, son. But I need you to know, baby mama's got all the power, okay? So if baby mama's saying she don't want her baby hair like that, that's not going to happen. If baby mama say, oh, you can't see the baby on Monday, you can only see him on Tuesday at 3 o'clock for 45 minutes, that's the baby. You need a wife. You want all this power, all this control.
That's right.
You want all this other stuff. You need you a wife. When you got a wife, you got 50-50 on that thing. A baby mama, uh-uh. So I'm trying to tell him, not trying, I do tell him, you're not going to be happy with a baby mama. You're not going to be happy because you're not going to be happy knowing that she has all the control and all the power in the situation. You need you a wife, okay, where you can sit there and have influence, when you know your wishes are going to be heard, when there's already an understanding about how this child thing is going to work, and it is in agreement. Not just, oh, I said for her to, no, you said and. And.
Exactly.
Your law don't make law.
Yeah.
Marriage makes law, okay? And so, you know, I let him know, and I let all my sons know, you're not going to be happy being a baby daddy. You're not going to be happy with that, because I pay about 2 inches of mine to that baby daddy. When you are a baby daddy, that really means that child's maternal grandmother is in charge. That's really what that means.
Mm-hmm.
So don't play the radio, okay? Get married so you have some rights in there. So for the mother
sister.
Or grandmother of boys, it's a little different. It's a little different.
It really, really
it's
is.
It's a little different.
I have a question for you. Now,
yes, ma'am.
You're talking about the marriage component, especially when men really want to be an intricate part of the family unit, which is the way it should be.
Right.
But okay.
Yes.
What about when it's broken? You know, ain't no fixing over here. Ain't no fixing over here. It is what it is.
Uh-huh.
A still tiny human.
Yeah.
The process for blended families. Marriage should still be on the table too. Because if we try to fix stuff that is broken and put this puzzle together and shave these sides and smooth this out and buff this over here and this to here, the goal should still be one and the same.
Let me tell you, I am.
Because you got tiny humans on both sides looking up.
That's right. I am a believer in marriage. I am. Everybody who has heard me speak more than once should know that. And one of the reasons why is because it shows a commitment, it shows responsibility. It's so direly needed in our community, especially African American community. I think the rate of marriage is, I think it's 30%, but the rate of divorce is just as high as everybody else. So that means there's a chance you may not even get married at all, and still a 50% chance that marriage ain't gonna work. You know, so. All that being said, you know, being a believer in marriage and everything, that supports so many of the rules and the commitments that come with the family. We've got to get back to those committed roles, okay? And another thing is, being the mother of boys, I think I feel it really strongly because I am going to, what I teach them, they're going to do. So if I teach them that it's okay not to get married, just to have a little friend, you know, that's what they'll do. Because if I am the highest ranking woman in their life, they're going to look and see, okay, the highest ranking woman in my life, what does she do? How does she act?
Not what does she say,
what
does she do?
Not what does she say? No. What type of man did it take to pull my mama, okay? Because my mama is the bomb diggity. So anybody that she deals with has got to be up and up. So what did it take to pull my mama, you know? And then what did it take to keep her, you know? So we have to go through these dynamics and really begin to teach our children those types of things because they're learning it anyways. Whether you say it or not, okay, guess what? You could be waiting for Mr. Right and everything else like that, but when you are dealing with Mr. Right now, oh, your kids see that. The babies see that. So they like, well, you know, Uncle Frank is sneaking in the back door, you know. I don't know. I think I'd rather be Uncle Frank, you know, because he gets all the time and attention, and he seems to be priority when he comes. So, you know, I don't have to be, you know, the father. I don't have to be, the one that takes responsibility for do these babies have winter coats? You know, do these babies, you know, are they making it to school? Are they behaving themselves and working with the mother? Uncle Frank, all he does is come with a big piece of chicken, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, Uncle Frank goes, he comes before the work, and he leaves before the work even gets started, okay? So
are we teaching our children that Uncle Frank has a higher ranking than someone who actually is willing to stand up and say, I'm going to be responsible for this child, whether I birth them or not. I'm going to stand up and I'm going to represent for this child. You know, am I going to be the one that tells him, you know, about girls? Because, you know, his mama told him, you know, technically about girls, but she only knows half the story, and the half the story that she's telling, we don't care about. You know, we don't know. So, you know, we have to really begin to understand what we are promoting in our own household. And that's going to let us know kind of what our children are going to do and what they're expecting, you know. Because if you're sitting back dealing with Uncle Frank, your children are going to want to be Uncle Frank. They're going to want to come over, eat the piece they want, and then leave, you know. And we have to really start to put some responsibilities in place so that we're not promoting that accidentally. I think every woman wants the marriage. No one wants to be a baby mama. Everybody wants to be a wife.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll even take an ex-wife because, you know, yeah, I've been treated well. I've been treated better as an ex-wife in certain times and places than some people get treated as a girlfriend or something. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not even mad at the ex-wife. I'm not saying you got to be married forever. I'm just saying, you know, don't be afraid to make those commitments because really, when the woman has the child, she's already made the lifelong commitment. That's why you got to get marriage back on the plate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, women, we got to make it easy for the men to get married. You know, it ain't all on the men. You know, women got to make it easy. I know a couple of sisters, like, look, I'd like to get married, but look, I got sponsors. You know, he don't pay all the bills. You know, so we got to make it easy. For the men to get married, we have to make sure that we're putting, you know, positive things in place. Number one, don't deal with no individual. If you can't see marrying this man, you shouldn't be sleeping with them, you know. And I say that for my men folk out there, too. If you know this woman is crazy, like they are, but she's crazy, though. Okay, but why are you sleeping with her, okay? If you know she's crazy, you know she's out there, okay? Why were you with her? So we got to start, you know, putting some responsibilities in place. When you see in there something wrong, you know, maybe that's not the right person to be playing Russian roulette with kids on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Got to make some wiser decisions. Being selective is okay.
Yes, it is.
It's okay to be selective. You know, if you lay down with everybody who want to lay down with you just because they want to lay down with you, it'll be all raggedy.
Yeah.
By the time you get to someone you really want and really want to give yourself to, it's all dried out, looking like a prune and stuff. Or see, that's a mama talking to her daughter. This is why we don't do this. Okay, protect your garden. Be careful.
Okay.
You know, you want everyone, you know. Everyone's particulars don't need to be in your pudding pot. No. Oh, Big Mama's house, we have to tell it
look,
like it is.
Look, that's
okay.
It's so funny.
I
taught my son the same thing. I'm like, baby, you precious, okay? So when he got to school and everybody's all, he's like, wait a minute now. I'm precious, okay? And the girls are looking at him like, no, I'm offering you sex. And he's like, yeah, but you're not treating me right. You know, like you're not committing to me. I can't just be having sex with you and you didn't commit to me. And the girls were looking at him like, dude, I'm talking about sex. What are you talking about? It's precious, y'all. And if you treat it right, it really can be magical when it's supposed to be magical, okay? You thinking you're doing something, you're not. You really aren't, okay?
It can be divine.
Oh my God!
Big Mama House, you know she's fresh.
Okay, she is. She is. She'll tell you about back in the day. Back in my day.
Watch it now. Sure.
When me and Papa Joe first got together, okay? That's why Papa Joe in the living room. That's why he ain't going nowhere because he knows what magic is, okay? So,
okay.
Questions?
Big Mama tell you some things, okay? But, you know, the first thing we got to tell you is that you got to respect your body. You got to respect your body.
Yes.
No one is going to respect it for you. You know what I'm saying? Unfortunately, I wish there were people that would treat you as good as you can treat you. But there isn't. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
God did not make it that
mm-hmm.
way. God made it for you to treat you well. Okay? You're the first one that puts the stamp on that and says, hey, I'm going to value myself. Okay? So, you know, when we talk about that baby mama drama, we got to talk about how these babies are getting here, and we got to let go of this over-sexualized idea of women. We have to let go of this expectations that all men got to hit all things. Stop it.
Mm-hmm.
Stop encouraging our young men to hit all things, okay? Stop letting them think,
hit
oh,
the
I
books.
Have to, or they're going to call me soft or whatever. You know, I have a sister to tell you, if you ain't trying to hit me, you gay. And I'm like, oh, my God, you can't say that this person is gay just because you didn't catch their eye, you know. But she thinks like that, you know what I'm saying? So we have to get out of this idea, we got to get out of this idea that every person that you meet is a potential person for your garden, because that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have to get out of this idea that you know, that people don't have to work for you. You know what I'm saying? Let them work
mm-hmm.
for you. It's okay. You know, let them prove
that's
their worth
right.
to you. Get that commitment up front, because I'm telling you, once the cuckoo is on the table, then, you know, it's kind of like, well, I kind of got what I was looking for, so I'm good. You know what I'm saying? Get whatever you want before that gets on the table. Because once it's on the table, you can't take your stuff back and be like, you know what? You really ain't what I thought you was. I'm just going to go ahead and take my good loving back. You can. You know, so we have to make sure
mm-hmm.
that we get the respect that we're looking for up front. You know, we get the commitment we're looking for up front. Because at that point, if a child comes into play, you with a man, not some dude, you with a man, okay? First of all,
mm-hmm.
boy, that's a loaded statement right there. We'll have to have the chairman and the chief come on later and talk to us about what a man is, what the definition of a man is, what it takes to build a man.
Right.
Oh, yeah, Big Mama, we can have guests, okay? We can have,
mm-hmm.
you know,
that's
every now and again, Big Mama does have company. Yeah, yeah, we got company. We'll dust off the good china for you. But
mm-hmm.
we need a good working definition of man. We need working definitions of manhood. So when we get with these little mamas, and because we the big mamas, they're learning from us. We're setting the examples, okay, because they right in the wings. They're looking. They're not listening so much. They're looking. So we have to get with these little mamas and say, hey, look, are you with a man? Okay. So you and this man were together, intimate, and now there's a child being born. At that point, we're already going to know what's going to happen. We already got a plan of action. We already know that this man is going to do right by his child. We already know that this man, he got support from his mother. He got support from his father. He got support from his village, you know. So these are the types of things we got to think about when it comes to raising this village, when it comes to bringing these children forward. When it comes to the conversations
mm-hmm.
we have with our own children and with others' children and everything else like that. So we got to get some things in place.
Absolutely, absolutely. I also think we need to talk about one of the biggest reasons why I can't stand the term is because it's usually associated with financial responsibilities. Oh, she put me on child support. Ain't nothing but the baby mama drama, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. When in actuality, mm-hmm. a lot of resources require that your information is provided because it's not free. Mm-hmm. It's assistance. You know, for the state of South Carolina, if the custodial parent has to get health insurance, state Medicaid, if they have to get food stamps, if they got to get TANF, which is temporary aid to families with dependent children, if they got to get any of those things, you automatically have to give up the other parent's information. The state goes after you for child support.
Mm-hmm.
So you're mad at the mom because the state came after you because you don't realize the state came after you because you're not the custodial parent, so you don't realize all the sacrifices that had to be made to the point where now I have to get help.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
you're not
right
in that
there.
Position, you don't understand all the other layers.
Yeah.
Now, this person may not have a place to stay, and they have to apply for Section 8, and they have to do this and do this. There are layers to all of this. And there's anger and frustration that brews in that because you don't know who I had to sit across, explain my whole life story, explain why I wasn't married, why this here. You don't know what I had to go through. You don't understand that this person was mad at me, even though your child has special needs, and I have to take care of the special needs child. So I can't work a full-time job because I have no one to take care. You don't know what I had to go through for this or for that. So by the time you get a piece of paper saying you got to pay $22, $22 really don't do nothing. It barely got the locks changed from the last time when somebody tried to break in. You don't. Come on.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think when people get to realize that there are layers to this, the average woman does not say, I'm going to give birth to your child and tomorrow I'll be a child support court. No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
It usually doesn't happen until months later or years later.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's a horrible process.
She doesn't.
You know,
it's not easy. It's not fun.
These state people are horrible. I mean, they know they are because. And it's their job, because if it were easy and comfortable, everybody would do it. It's very uncomfortable to have to go and basically ask for this handout. And is it fair that they have to go and do this and be looked at some kind of crazy way? No. This weekend I saw $100 just be blown in the wind, right? No real reason why it was spent. And all I kept thinking was, that baby needs a coat. I was so mad, not because, you know, because for me, look, I tell you, big mama, tell you, it ain't tricking if you got it, okay? If you got it like that, it ain't tricking, okay? Do you, knock yourself out, whatever. But I was thinking, okay, while you sitting up here blowing $100, this baby needs a coat. When you're not
get the coat first and blow the change.
When you're not the custodial parent, before you go blow anything, and I'm talking about blow it out your ear, you know, before you blow anything, have you checked and made sure that this little one has all the things that they need first?
Mm-hmm.
So we have got
and when in doubt, buy some extra underwear. Buy something that they're going
to
always need.
I don't know if you...
So you're not blowing.
More underwear is like $15 a package. Did you know that? I was like, what the hell? You know, and granted, I know what boys do with those underwear, but I'm like, dang, that's a lot of money to keep some basic things basic. I'm like, what the world?
Mm-hmm.
So,
and you can't not do it. You have to get it.
Especially for
So if the other parents, the non-custodial parent is able to look at that, or other people in the village can look at it, that this is, these are things that kids will always need. You know, just like school supplies. You always know in the middle of the year they lose everything. So buy more pencils, buy extra stuff. And you could, you know, I have closets where it says like, no, I had these pencils from 4 years ago. What? Yes.
Okay.
And they're going to stay right there until my umiettes need them, you know, but
that's
I'm going to keep them because children are children. So those basic necessities that you may just think is just there. I mean, come on now. What if that's the time when something happened with his or her check? Something happened with the custodial parents' money. They don't have it, but you have it. Take care of that baby.
You know, I'm so glad you brought that up because here we are a good hour into the program and we really needed to talk about the financial aspect too, you know, to be fair, you know, because the woman, Lord have mercy, she is carrying those digits, okay? She is carrying that money And, you know, guys, I know it may look like she got her nails done on your dollar, but she may have needed those nails done before she go and choke somebody, okay? Self-care is real. Also, you know, I have a home. The size of my home is because I have children in it, okay? If I did not have children in it, I probably have a room for me and my shrine to sleep in, and that would be all that I got, you know? When I think about downsizing, when my boys go off to school, I'm like, okay, I need a living room and a room that has a bathroom. I mean, that's all I need. So, you know, the mother's carrying the household. We need cars, we need clothes, laundry. I mean, it's a whole thing, okay? So when
curtains, all those little things, body wash, all those little things you take for granted.
No.
Pots?
Let me tell you, in this house, the thing that's mandatory is deodorant, okay? Deodorant and toothpaste.
Butt paper.
We don't run out of deodorant and toothpaste. We're going to have an epidemic if we do, okay? So, you know, but those are not things that you would see if you're not a custodial parent. So, you know,
exactly.
Take it easy when she's telling you, oh, I need money for this, I need money for that. And diapers and wipes don't cover it, okay? There's so many baby powder, footy socks, laundry, milk, diapers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's so much more. So whatever she's asking for, just know that there's more that goes into children, okay? And if she's asking for some financial assistance, go ahead and do that. You know what I'm saying? Do that for her so that she don't – I mean, she already, as it is, has to kiss food stamps butt. You know what I'm saying? As it is, the baby's teacher look at her crazy when she come in there every other day or when the daycare bill is late or whatever. You know, so we – you know,
and that's
this
real.
Woman,
oh, goodness.
Look, this woman –
my daycare at one time was more than my rent.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And you still had to pay it because you couldn't go to work and get no money if this baby's running school. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. And don't be like me thinking, oh, I need the child to learn something at school. I don't want him to go to school with Lottie Dottie and everybody. I want him to go to a specialty school. And I want don't do that. Don't do that. You might as well be in college taking out student loans to do that. So
those things,
you know,
cost.
There's so much that goes into this baby mama role, title, job, that by the time you come in, Johnny come lately, it's already exploded. 2-3 times already exploded. And so now what you're seeing is the backlash of all these explosions that occurred. And no, nobody likes this. Be, you know, fussed with. No one likes to be reminded how much they ain't doing. No one likes this, da, da, da. But it's so blessed important that we spend the time and energy trying to help this one and support her so that she doesn't have to go through these explosions. Because I bet if she could talk to homeboy, talk to him, just talk to him like a regular, without the tears, without the baby crying, without thinking about all my hopes and dreams that just flew out the window. Without that, if she could just focus for a second on her and her needs, I bet you he could listen. I bet you he could hear her. I bet you he could relate to her. But it's hard to have those conversations when the baby is crying. It's hard to have those conversations when you don't feel like your dreams are passing you by. And you don't have you trying desperately to do something, and you can't because you feel like you have all of the burden of the child, you know. And so we have to start putting some supports in place.
Exactly.
One thing I got to tell all my little mamas, okay, is that if dad is not capable of putting support in place, go to the next level. see if his parents are available. See if his anyone can help. And then after that, you go look at your mama and see what she can do. Go find your community big mama and let her know the situation. Don't sit there exploding on yourself and not having anyone to talk to pull on, to do anything with. You see what I'm saying? It's so important.
Exactly.
We can't, him not being available to you is not an excuse. His mother denying the child is no longer an excuse, okay? We got to put some other things in place, all right? And so you got to go to wherever you can get the help. It has nothing to do with him. It has everything to do with you, little mama, surviving this moment. Because this is just a moment. When we talk about passes, okay, this is the rest of your mm-hmm. life, you know what I'm saying? But in order to leave this situation with your mental faculties, okay, without okay. you being ready to set yourself up to be someone's wife and maybe someone else, you've got to get through this moment right here. And you can't let this okay. baby mama drama eat you alive, because it will. It will. It'll make you bitter on the inside, and that's not a good thing. It'll do all kinds of things, okay? It'll make you wrinkled. It'll make you old. It'll make you abuse your body. It'll make you abuse drugs and alcohol. It'll make you,
mm-hmm.
okay? That's why we can't have this. You got to fight it. You have to fight this.
And for those little sisters who did not make the wisest decisions, you know, multiple fathers, young age, life is about change. You can break the curses. You can say, today I'm going to be better than I was yesterday. Today
okay.
I'm not going to spread my legs for this person who doesn't respect me, because I'm going to apply the appropriate value to my life. So you
Amen.
Could have been on that side, and you could still walk into your queendom if that's what you want to do. And
Amen.
You don't have to
Amen.
Allow your past to control your present and push your future. You can make changes right now to be
that's
a
right.
better you, so you can be a better mother, so you can end up having that significant other that will complement what you have going on. They're not responsible
Amen.
For making you happy. That's your job. But they can complement what you already have going on. But that means you have to have something positive going on so that you can have a better future and know that you don't want to take all those steps backwards. Get thanks and praise
That's
for
right.
your children. Get thanks and praise for what you once had with whomever, because they're here, and you move forward so that you can be a better person.
That's right. That's right. That's so right. And let me tell you something. Probably to my little mamas out there. Don't think, oh, I got three kids. I'm not going to find no man. I'm not going to find no full-time man, so I'm going to go deal with Uncle Frank. No, that's not true.
Mm-mm.
And for those, and we got to say these ugly words, for those that have been molested, raped, had their bodies used and abused by people, I got to say these ugly words. That's not the end of your life. It's not. You got to reconnect
no.
with your body. You got to get some counseling. I said the C word. I know that's a bad word in our community. Whatever. You got to get some counseling
okay.
so you can begin to heal your body and heal your mind's attitude towards your body, so that you can move forward and begin to live a life where you actually enjoy your body fully. That you know
That's
your
right.
body deserves respect and everything else like that. So for my little mamas that have suffered pain and physical pain, emotional pain, I need you to understand that's not the end. You can keep going from there. Wherever you are, you can go up. As long as you breathe, you can go up, okay? So, you know, but it starts with a decision. You wake up in the morning and somebody says something to you. You hear somebody's voice and it rings a bell within your spirit, within your soul. And then you're like, you know what? I don't want to be where I was before. I don't want to do the things I did before. I want to be a new person. I don't want to be a baby mama. I want to be somebody's wife. And then once that decision is made, then you sit around and you got to shop. You got to shop yourself where the wives are. Who's looking for a wife? Now, I'm telling you, these dudes are so slick with it, they'll tell you, I'm not looking for a wife. Okay, well, just delete his phone number then, baby. He told you he's not looking for a wife, okay? I thank him for his honesty. Thank you. And now I know for the next. And I try to go ahead and move on to the next one. We don't have to sit here and try to badger him and try to sell yourself to him and explain how great a wife you're going to be. If he's not ready, when someone tells you who they are, you have to believe them. So when he says he's not ready, that's fine.
Yes.
You have to know within yourself, I'm going to keep it moving because I really do want the wife experience. I want to be with my man and exhale because I know that's my man exclusively only because he took me to God. Okay? So we got all kinds of things we got to think about, okay, and things that we need to put up on our pedestal. And it's up to us big mamas to set the example for you, and it's up for you little mamas to pay attention to the example that is being set for you, okay? So it's a lot going on here, but I believe when we start healing the family, we heal everything that's going on in our dynamic. When we start allowing Big Mama in our house, in our life, she's going to help you with that baby getting his homework done. She's going to help you. She's going to say, oh, I know little Johnny don't like to read. That's okay. Read to me, little Johnny. Read, you know. We're going to get the help from our community. Our community is going to serve us the way that we know how. But you got to sit there and you got to be honest. You know, you can't run from these problems. You know, you can't. Lord knows, you cannot cover them up trying to make it seem like something else. You know what I'm saying? Be honest with it because the truth will set you free, and you'd be surprised how many people really do want to help. You know, there are lots of men and women that are like, man, I've been in that position. How can I help? I'd be like, look,
true.
Take Johnny to the soccer field and kick the ball around with him, and then tell him to leave girls alone because he'll listen to you. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes help is just as simple as, you know, okay, while y'all walking to the store, riding to the store, can you talk to him about saying no to drugs, and weed is a drug? You know, they don't need to be 11, 12 years old trying to get high with you, okay? You know, so there's all kind of things that we need from our community, and the big mamas are officially announcing and welcoming the Papa Joes out there, those that take the time to work with you. Look, get on your job, Papa. You know, Big Mama's house, we talk, we in the kitchen, and we talking and we cooking and we clean it. Papa Joe might be out in the garage or raking leaves that ain't no leaves there. I saw an old man raking some. I said, is he raking the grass? And you know what the Big Mama of that house said? She said, he's outside the house. I don't care what he's doing. I said, oh, okay. I got you. Because he was just out there raking so slow. I said, what's Papa doing? He said, he out the house. I said, oh, okay. So you need our Papa, whether you in the yard, whether you in the garage, whether you sitting on the front porch, I don't care what you doing. If you see a young boy in yelling distance, yell at him. You know, talk to him. Find out what's on his mind. You know what I'm saying? And we promise over here at Big Mama's house to do the same.
Yes.
And we're going to come together and be a stronger unit because of it. You know, so don't think all that beautiful masculine energy out there that we don't recognize you and see you. We absolutely recognize you. We waiting for y'all to get up on
and
the
we
board.
Need it.
You know what I'm saying? We need it. Shoot. I'll even bring out something to let you know what kind of sister I am. Okay, I will bring you out something to drink on it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I believe I don't even mind bringing you out a cup of lemonade, serve it up, leave some of the lemon rind still in the tea. Okay, I do that. Okay,
That good stuff.
I do that. Look, I do it. I do it because it's necessary. I do it because I want the little homeboys that are looking at you to be like, dang, that lemonade look good. I can't wait till I give me a little mama and she give me some lemonade like that. You know what I'm saying? You know, we recognize that this is how we start these conversations. This is how we plant the seeds, you know. We got to give Papa the big piece of chicken because I need those little ones to see, hey, I want that big piece of chicken, you know. So we have to create some of these wants and needs and desires our own self by just letting ourselves be the example for goodness, for positivity, for, you know, just showing you the proper way things are done.
This is true.
This is true. Well, look, I can't believe it because I feel like we just started this conversation. But our time has ticked on us, okay? We got 10 minutes left. What? I cannot believe that.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm looking at the clock like, wait a minute, okay? All the beautiful, all the quiet phone lines is telling me some things. It's okay if Big Mama steps on some toes. It's okay. It's okay.
It sure is. And guess what? We'll do it again.
It's okay.
I promise you we're going to do it again.
We started off talking about, what was that first show? Was depression?
Depression.
The first show was depression. The second show was domestic violence. The third show is baby mama drama. Big Mama not playing. Big Mama is not playing, and we can't play with you. You know, because these are the very things that are derailing our families. These are the very things that are creating hardships in our relationships. These are the very things that are limiting us. And we shouldn't be limited, especially in our house, especially in our home.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to talk about, you know, some of the things. I mean, this topic, all of these topics affect both men and women. Because we are women, because we're women of this status, we got to tell it from our point of view. And one of the reasons why we invite people to press one, look, I want you to say your piece. I want you to add to our body of knowledge because we all need some answers. What works for me may not work for somebody. So if you have another way of solving this problem, please come and share with us, okay? But it's okay.
And we have to be able to, we really have to be able to agree to disagree. Because we're not going to agree on everything. But we can respect each other's opinion through the process.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
There's only two things you can do when you're talking to somebody, build or destroy.
And respect each other. You know, I think, I don't know how many times you said, respect in the middle of this conversation. You know what I'm saying? You say respect. Why? Because it's necessary and needed. And without it, we're not getting nowhere.
This is absolutely true. And if you don't mind, I just want to share the exact definition of respect. It's feelings of deep admiration for someone or something that's elicited by their abilities, their qualities, and their achievements. Giving birth to your child is alive and the mother's alive, that's an achievement. That's a miracle.
Yes, it is.
You know?
It is.
And apparently the abilities was good because you procreated. You know?
Yeah.
So let's get back to those basic reasons why. You know, in that respect, is like we said, we're going on both sides, you know.
That's
for the sisters,
that's
you can't beat the brother down who is trying.
That's right. That's
They're not in a position to do everything, but what they can do, they are doing. Respect that.
Amen.
You can't control who else he's choosing to be with or whatever. You can't control that, but what you can control is him having an active role in the life of that child. You got to talk to me, but I'm not going to tell you you can't talk to your child. Because that's hurting who?
Mm-hmm.
The tiny human. And then you'll have that disconnect. And if we need to get this unity back in the community, we have to have that good communication.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. That means we have to have these conversations that are uncomfortable. That's why you have to come to Big Mama's house, because we're going to say what we feel like saying. We're going to be fresh when we feel like being fresh. But the bottom line is you get the truth before you leave.
That's
whether
right.
you like it
That's
or
right.
not. And how about you marinate right. on that? When you come back, I got some tea and cake for you. You know?
Look, I'm going to feed you.
I got the vittles.
I'm going to feed you. I got you.
I'm going to make sure
you
come back.
I'm going to make sure you come back. And if you need a second, I'm going to watch the baby for you. You're going to be okay. All right? But I got to be honest with you. I can't let you out here making mistakes and not correct you. That wouldn't be right for me. That would not be right.
Okay.
I got to sit here when I see you off point, when I see you off character, when I see you off, I got to come and I have to correct you. And you're not going to like it, but it's done out of love. So you're going to love it. You don't have to like it. You're going to love it.
Exactly.
Okay? And we got to start really pushing that, okay? And if you have a question, okay, like you're not sure, like you think your baby daddy's taking advantage or whatever, ask your big mama. Look around, okay? Look around and find you a big mama, okay? And big mamas are getting younger and younger. So you don't have to go to 60. You can go to 45 at this point, you know what I'm saying? And you can ask, hey, look, I got this problem. You know, does this seem normal to you? You know, am I handling this way? You know, sometimes I got to stop and pull up and say, hey, this was my perception in this. Is that accurate? If you looked at the same thing, would you come up with the same result? And you got to ask these questions. These questions ain't always easy. But you have to stop sometimes and say, hey, look, I do need to find out from a big mama's point of view, is this a wrong thing? Is this, you know, I need to find out, you know, what obligations I owe his mother. Yeah, you owe his mother a chance to be her grandchild. So, you know, all of that is helpful. So, you know, my two cents, what I'm leaving you with today is, because I can't believe the time has ticked on us, is don't hesitate to ask for some help, for some advice, for some guidance. Ask somebody who's been through a situation or two that can let you know, hey, the way you're seeing it, I understand, but that may not be it. Your perception might be off, you know. So every little mama needs to have a big mama in her life to help guide her through some of this stuff. So don't hesitate. If your mama is not available, not living, not in your life, wherever she is, God bless her. But if you need somebody right now, find somebody that you can go to that can help you understand some of the problems that are going on in your life. What two cents you got to wrap up the show, my sister? What two cents you got?
One word. R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Okay.
That's it.
Amen.
You know,
Amen.
Respect for self, respect for others, respect
Amen.
For those tiny
Amen.
Humans that you brought into this earth.
Yeah. And if you can keep your eyes focused on one thing, that helps a lot. So understanding that, you know, you've grown, okay? Him's grown, okay? But these babies, they need our help. They need our help. So don't hesitate to be there for them and to let them be priority in your life and have a child-focused household, because they're going to need it. The child's going to need it. I want to thank everyone for tuning in as we talk about this baby mama drama. It ain't been easy, but I appreciate it. I appreciate everyone that's going to tune in and listen via the recording, because there's some words here that you just kind of need to go off on your checklist and discover, am I doing this? Is this the right thing? You know? And don't hesitate to reach out to your elder and this big mama's house. So don't
That's
hesitate
right.
to reach out to Big Mama. But if you got a Papa Joe in your life, reach out to Papa Joe. Whatever you do, whatever you got, make sure you're doing the right thing for the right reasons and ask those kind of questions. Okay? All right. This has been Mama 7. I'm signing off, Mama Makita. Thank you so much for your
Big
time
Mama
and
Keita.
Energy and expertise. Okay. Thanks for your time, energy, and expertise. And we'll be doing this next month at Big Mama's house, okay?
Peace. Power to the people.
All power to the people.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.